Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of GL Manny. Now, GL Manny, of course, stands for Guiding Light Manny, or Guiding Light Michelle Bauer Santos and Danny Santos, my all-time favorite soap couple. Now, this is going to be an audio fanfic. I've already published it in written form and on my blog, and I can't remember if I've got this one on fanfic.net or not. If it isn't, it'll be there soon. And anyway, I am trying to sort of fill in some of the gap that we all have from missing the Bauer Barbecue, and I think it's good to offer things different ways. So this is going to be the audio of this fanfic. The one from 2017 is finished. I also did one from 2018. I think every other year is a little more realistic. So I didn't do one from 19, but I'm just kind of, I've got a couple one-shots that I want to get done in between the next Bauer Barbecue. So hopefully we'll be doing one for 2020. So with that, I need to set things up a little bit. Back in 2014, when I did my first Bauer Barbecue fanfic, which was on a much smaller scale than this, before I could really dig into it, I had to stop and figure out what children would be running around and how old they'd be now. Sadly, it's been a while since we've seen any of them, 10 years this year, in 2019. I decided to share this because I thought it might be helpful for anyone wanting to write a present-day Springfield story. I'm especially looking for any barbecue fanfic for any couple, any era, and I'm making a challenge to at least get a start of it done by July 1st, and that was when I was writing this the first time. So I'm challenging you as well, and don't worry, this year I have the Manny part of the plot figured out, so we just have to decide what other people are doing around them. And I do one of these posts, even if I don't get the fanfic done, I do one of these posts every year just so people can kind of keep in track of where people are. Also, when I actually tried to write out a long story, I realized our characters not have had it in kids in the last 10 years did not work at all in terms of trying to keep the story going. Also, a couple of the people off screen that I brought back, I really needed for them to have kids too. So I've added some of those. I should also let you know, I don't believe in sourcing. I like to watch kids grow up. So there's going to be some that I have invented and some that were shown on the show, and I will tell you which. Carla Bordeaux, I never can say their name right. I'm sorry, I just can't. It's Remy and Christina's kid, Carla. Christine and Remy's daughter. They waited until they were settled, and I picked the age from Christina's actress as the Bold and Beautiful character's daughter in hopes of getting some usable photos, and I named her after Christine's actress, Carla Mosley. Unfortunately, Bold and Beautiful dropped the kid, and I have gotten pretty much zero in the ways of pictures of the kid. But I have not given up hope. We will continue to look. Next, Elizabeth Lillian Lily Lewis is 3. She's the daughter of Busy. And at the Bauer 2014 Bauer Barbecue, we didn't know Lizzie was pregnant, so I just said she was born after that. Danielle, Danny Maida Santos, is the daughter of Manny. She was previously announced at the end of Springfield Bound and appeared in Bauer Barbecue 2014, and I added her because, first off, Danny deserved to be around for one of Michelle's pregnancies. It just stunk that he didn't. And several of the fanfics, there was a Danielle, which was the mixing of their names, which I thought was brilliant, so I blatantly stole it. Now, announced on the show, H.B. Lewis IV is now 7. Francesca Cooper, born on the show, is the daughter of Frank Cooper and Natalia Arturo. It was announced on the show. Another made-up one, Hampton Hamp Frazier, Cat Speaks Kid. See the note under Paul James Frazier Jr. below. Henry Cooper Lewis from the show is the bio child of Shane Lewis and adopted son of Marina Cooper. Colin O'Neill is and Henry was 8. Colin O'Neill was 9 in 2017, child of Reva Shane Lewis O'Neill and Jeffrey O'Neill. Peyton Spaulding, 9, daughter of Beth Rain Spaulding and Alan Spaulding. Emma Spencer Spaulding, 11, bio daughter of Olivia Spencer and Philip Spaulding, adopted daughter of Natalia Arturo. Sarah Randall, age 11, daughter of Jonathan Randall and Lizzie Spaulding Lewis. At age 11, Hope Maureen Santos, age 12, daughter of Michelle Bauer and Danny Santos. Leah Bauer, 15, daughter of Rick Bauer and Mel Bordeaux Foley. Robert Federico Santos, 16, son of Michelle Bauer and Danny Santos. Jude Bauer, 16, son of Rick Bauer and Harley Cooper. Clarissa Marler, 17, daughter of Blake Thorpe and Ross Marler. And here's the one with the note I just mentioned that I had made up. Paul James Frazier Jr., 17, after my recent discovery of the triad of veterans in the 1960s, which were Paul Fletcher, Jim Frazier, and Ben Scott. After years of not finding any, I knew about these characters, did not realize they were Army buddies. So once I figured that out, I wanted to involve them in the Bauer barbecue. There really wasn't anybody who was connected with those three people anymore. They'd all, you know, this was the 60s and they'd gone off screen a long time ago. But there was a reference to Jim and Martha Frazier having two kids. There was no mention in any reference material I could find of which sex. So I decided that they'd have named a son after his best friend, an Army Betty, Paul Fletcher. So the son's name would be Paul James Frazier. And I thought somehow Cat Speaks might have married him, and they'd name their son as a second. And that I wanted to include Cat just because she'd been off screen. We hadn't known what happened to her, but she was a really important part of the show for a while, so this brought her back in, too. And she already had, and I'd already brought back Jilly, who they have a really dysfunctional relationship with, so I really was wanting that tension, so that's why I brought them back in. All right, back to someone really on the show, Zach Spaulding, 18, the son of Philip Spaulding and Carly Cooper. Another made-up one, Molly Spaulding, 18. Molly is the daughter of Alan Michael and Lucy Spaulding. I named her, I based her in Rick Hurst's General Hospital character's daughter, so hopefully I can get photos of the two of them, which also really hasn't happened. Brocky Bradshaw Cooper, 19, son of Jez, which is, of course, Jenna and Buzz Cooper. Maureen Reardon, really on the show, now 20, daughter of Vanessa Chamberlain Lewis and Matt Reardon. Kevin Marler, 21, son of Blake Thorpe and Ross Marler, and his twin brother Jason, also 21. And I have a placeholder on the list who is a big reveal, who is 23 years old. Stay tuned, and hopefully I will get back to telling you the rest of the story soon. But I think that is probably enough for today. And tune in next time as we hit up, let's tell you what the next one is. The next one coming up is a prequel. It's set during March 2017, and I only have one prequel this year, though there'll be more for future years. And this one, we talk about a particular night that's going on with Danny during March 2017. And after that, we jump right to the Bauer barbecue.
there are 9 chapters plus another chapter that's really just an explanation. So all in all, that was 11 chapters, which is a lot more than 4 and takes a lot longer to write. I hope you enjoy the fanfic, and if you don't want to wait, you can always go onto my blog, glmanny.wordpress.com, and take a look for yourself of what and read ahead, because the whole thing is posted now. Thanks again for joining me, and hope to see you back in Springfield real soon.